Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We're holding on daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the very end of the page at Suffolk Va'Androgynous at the two dots on the very last line of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also sponsored the Chusur for Shlema from Mary Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. Also by Jeremy Lustman in honor of his uncle Mendy Weissman, who's celebrating his 80th birthday this week. Shvi L'chaim Tovim Baruchim. And also by Jeffrey Geitholtz in honor of his father's yard site, Mr. Jack Geitholtz, Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin, Allah Vashalom, his yard site is today, Nisham Shem Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to discuss today Mila on Sveikos, on people that are different levels of Suffolk, a Suffolk whether the person is a Ben Kayama, a Suffolk whether the person is male or female, and that's going to bring us into a broader discussion about Hatafas Dam Bris. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the connection between Tumas Leda and Mila Bismana, Mila on Shabbos, Mila being Docha Shabbos. That only when a woman is Tame, Tumas Leda, only from such a birth do we have a Mila on Shabbos, and that's going to lead into a discussion of a Mila of an Evet Kanani, when a Mila of an Evet Kanani is done on day 8, and when Mila of an Evet Kanani is done on day 1. So let us begin. Again, Kufla Medalon Bey is the very last line of the page. At the two dots, says the Gemara, Suffolk v'Androgynous. The Mishnah told us that when you have a Suffolk and you have an Androgynous, you're not Mechal Shabbos for a Suffolk and for an Androgynous to do their Bris Mila. So Tanra, a Suffolk means you're not sure if it was a Ben Shmona, whether it was 8 months of pregnancy, in which case the baby is not a Ben Kayama, we assume the baby will never survive. So Tanra Abanan, the Brisa Darshan as follows. The Pasuk says, Ar Laso, right? The Pasuk is, V'yom HaShmini Yimol Besar Ar Laso. So from the words, V'yom HaShmini, we already learned that Mila is Docha Shabbos. But then the Pasuk continues and says, when is Mila Docha Shabbos? When it's Arlaso. So what do we learn from there? Arlaso Vaday Docha is a Shabbos. Only when it's Arlaso Vaday do you have a mitzvah to be Malim to the extent that it's even going to be Docha Shabbos. Velo Safek Docha is a Shabbos, but not an Arla of a Safek. That's not going to be Docha Shabbos. And the second Limud, Arlaso Vaday Docha is Shabbos. Velo Androgynous Docha is a Shabbos. Only when you have a Vaday Arla, Vaday Mila is a Docha Shabbos, but an androgynous. The Mila of an androgynous, which is only a Suffolk, whether he has a din of a male, is going to be Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah, an androgynous, Docha Shabbos, va'anushkaris. Rabbi Yudah said, no, for sure an androgynous is Mila, is Docha Shabbos, and he's Chayiv Kares if he doesn't get a Bris Mila. Tomorrow we'll discuss Rabbi Yudah's Shita in more detail. But for now, it's the Tanakhama says that you don't do Milas androgynous on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yudah says, you do a Milas Androgynous on Shabbos, and he's Chayiv Kares for not getting a Mila. And then a third Miyad from Arlaso Vade Dochas Shabbos V'lo Nolad Ben HaShmashos Dochas HaShabbos. Only when it's a Vade Mila Bismana is it Dochas Shabbos. But let's say the baby was born on Friday night Ben HaShmashos, so the baby may have actually been born on Friday, in which case Shabbos is already the day after the Zman, so then you're not going to do the Mila on Shabbos, because the Mila Shalom Bismana is not Dochas Shabbos. So we cannot take that chance. So it comes out a little bit strange, but this is what happens. Ma'isim b'chol, not b'chol yom, b'chol shavua, every week there's a baby born ben hashmashos on Friday night, and the bris is always on Sunday, even though that's vaday shalo b'zmana, when it's Sunday, but you can't do it on Friday, because it might be muktam, it might be too early, it might be lifnei zmana, and that's no good, and you can't do it on Shabbos, because you can't be docha Shabbos if you're not 100% certain that the zman is on Shabbos. So that's what we do. We do the bris mila instead on Sunday. That's why there are more Sunday brises than there are other brises. Also, sometimes when it's a Mila Shalom Bismana, anyway, people do the not such right thing and they just push it to a Sunday because it's more convenient for them. That's not so good. Better to do it the right Zman, even on a Mila Shalom Bismana. But okay. Says the Gemara further, a fourth miut from Arlaso. Arlaso vadei dochas Shabbos v'lo nolad k'shu mol dochas Shabbos. That someone who's born with the bris mila is not dochas Shabbos to do that tavs dam bris. Shebeishamay yom tzarech la'atif menu dam bris, ubeisel yom menu tzarech, because Beishamay says you still have a requirement to be matif menu dam bris to do a little drawing of blood, and Beisel says it's not necessary. So even Beishamay holds that you got to do a tavs dam bris, it's only misafek, because maybe there's an Arlaso Levusha. Maybe it looks like there's no Arla, but the Arla is somewhere hidden under there, and therefore it's not going to be Docha, it's not going to be Docha Shabbos, since the whole thing is only a suffix. So it's unbelievable. We have four mi'utim from a single word, four halachos that we derive from a single word. So the Ritva writes that from Rashi it sounds that it's not really four limudim from a single pasuk. You never have that. There's one limud from the word arlaso. It's arlaso velo a suffix. It's arlaso and not a situation of suffix. The Brisa just brings four examples of a suffix. The Tosos says a little bit differently. Tosos raises the question: Why do I need a pasuk to tell me not to be mal these sfeikos on Shabbos? Is there a havamina that you're going to be mechal Shabbos misafek if you're not sure whether you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos or not? So misafek, you're going to be mechal Shabbos mehechi tesi that one would ever think you can be mechal Shabbos misafek. So Tosos writes in the name of the Ri in Dibur Amaschel Velo on the top Tosos that Tinok that's a suffek ben Shmona that the halach is he has a din like a mace and there's no chiv mila at all, or suffek ben Shiva where we assume that he's a ben Kayama, or someone who's nolad a ben Ashmashos, that ain't a chinami. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not mechal Shabbos. The Brisa says that we learn it from Arla, so smach to be alma. That you don't need a pasuk. That's obvious that these are sveikos, so you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. But an androgynous and someone who's nolad maul, that you need a pasuk that you're not going to be mal them on Shabbos. And the Marasha explains that the difference between them is that by a suffik ben Shmona and someone who's nolad ben Ashmashos, there's definitely an Arla. There's only a suffik whether the mila is docha Shabbos. So it's pashut misvara that misafik, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. But someone who's nolan moel, you can learn from the pasuk arla so that he's different and he's not considered to be an arl. And according to Beis Hillel, even on a weekday, you don't even require a tavas dambris. And even according to Beis Shammai, that requires a tavas dambris for someone who's nolan moel, that's only on a derabanan level. And by an androgynous, the pasuk is teaching me that even if he's a zachar vadai, but nevertheless, his arla is different. His arla is unusual, and therefore there's no mitzvah of mila. That's what we're dashing from arla so, that only when it's a normal arla, not if it's a highly unusual kind of arla. So Tosfos then just adds that the Gemara is not trying to be memait both of them from the same pasuk, because you need a pasuk for each one of them, and you can't learn from one to the other. It's just that arla so appears twice. One time by Nimal Lishmon, it says, B'yom HaShmini Nimal B'sar arla so, and another time by an arl gadol. The pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, V'arl Zachar So one of them is to be memayit androgynous, the second one is to be memayit anolad mahul, and therefore you're able to make both of these drushos. So fundamental machlokas between the Ritva and Tosos. How do you make four drushos from one word? So the Ritva says it's one drusha, it's just not suffik, and these are just all examples of sveikos. Tosos says no, two of them aren't really from the pasuk, they're just a svara, it's obvious. The other two that are from the pasuk, there are two different psukim, it's not one pasuk. As far as Tosfos Kasha, why do you need a pasuk not to mal a suffix? And Minchas Chinuch and Sfas Emes are miyashev that if you didn't have a pasuk not to mal sveikos, so if he was if someone were mal the person, he wouldn't be chayiv chatos or skila if he had asra and he did it b'mezid, because it's a suffix whether he actually violated the iser. So the Torah is dafka marba not to be mal sveikos, and therefore if he does it, he's going to be chayiv chatos or skila. That's what the pasuk adds, meaning that could have answered Tosfos Kasha also. What do I need a pasuk for? Tell me not to be mal sveikos. Of course I'm not going to do it if it's a suffik chil Shabbos. Yeah, but if it's only a suffik chil Shabbos, you can't punish me if I did it. Once I have a drasha that tells me that you're not allowed to do it, definitively not allowed to do it, so then you can, then once I have such a pasuk, then you could punish me if I actually go ahead and do it. Okay, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechluku beishame beisel anolik shumol shetzarek latvi menu dambris. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, there was never machlokas if a person is born with a bris mila, whether you got to do a tavas dam bris. It's arla kavusha, you have to do a tavas dam bris. Al manechluk al gershin is gayer kshumol. Shebeisham yom tzarech latav menu dam bris, beisel omrein tzarech latav menu dam bris. The shaila is about someone who is nisgayer after he already has a mila. The Rishonim point out in Aravi that the Arabs get milas anyway, so he's nisgayer, and at that point, he already has a bris mila. So that's where there's a machlokas. That Beis Shammai holds you have to be matav menu dam bris, and Beis Hillel holds that you don't have to be matav menu dam bris. So Amar Mar, so we said in the Brisa that velo safek doches a Shabbos, that an arla vada is doches. Tocha Shabbos, but Rola Suffolk is not Tocha Shabbos. La Suya Mai, what situation of Suffolk is the Brisa talking about when it says that it's not Tocha Shabbos? All Sveikos, right after that, we listed three examples of Sveikos. So what Suffolk wasn't listed already in the Brisa? So La Suya Hadatan Rabbanan comes to add the case of Suffolk that appears in the following Brisa. Ben Shiva Mechalin Alavas HaShabbos. If a baby is born after 7 months of pregnancy, you're Mechal Shabbos to do the Mila on such a baby. The Gemara always assumes that there's a possibility of a full-term pregnancy that lasts only 7 months. Not only that, the Gemara Maseches Nida tells us that Yoledes L'Shiva is Yoledes L'Mekutayim, that even into the 7th month, it could be a perfectly healthy pregnancy. And the other type of perfectly healthy pregnancy is a 9-month pregnancy. It's that area in between, that's the questionable pregnancy, that's a pregnancy that's not going to yield a healthy child. Uben Shmona ain Mechal L'Lavas Shabbos. If you have a baby that's born after 8 months of pregnancy, then you cannot be Mechal Shabbos, because the assumption is he will never survive, and the Mila of a baby that's going to die is not going to be Docha Shabbos. But Safik Ben Shiva, Safik Ben Shmona, but if you're not sure exactly when the pregnancy began, so you don't know if he was after 7 months or 8 months of pregnancy, ain Mechal L'Lavas Shabbos. You should not be Mechal Shabbos for the Mila. So Ben Shmona Hareu Ke'Even Vasal Tatal. Once we're on the topic of a baby born after 8 months of pregnancy, so another halacha about that, if you have a baby born after 8 months of pregnancy, since he's not going to live, he's considered mukta, and you're not allowed to be metaltel the baby, you're not allowed to move the baby. Aval imo shocha uminikasu mipnei sakana. But the mother could lean over the baby and nurse the baby because of the issue of sakana, meaning the assumption over here is, according to at least some of the Rishonim, Tosos raises the suggests that the assumption is that the mother's going to have an abundance of milk that builds up, and it's going to cause her to become ill and a sakana for her. So this suffix about Suffolk Ben Shiva, Suffolk Ben Shmona, that's the generic suffix that the Brisa was referring to before. We had three other specific examples of suffix, but it started by saying Arla Sov, Velo Suffolk. Suffolk means Ben Shiva, Suffolk Ben Shmona. Now Tosis points out over here in the name of the Ri, and Dibra Maschel Ben Shmona, Reu Ke'evan, Vasal Taltal, Nir L'Ri, Da'akshav Mutal L'Taltal, Kol Tinoga, Shein on a Bikin. He said, nowadays, for sure, you're allowed to be metaltel any baby, no matter how many months into pregnancy they were born, because we're not bekeen to be koveya whether he was born after 8 months exactly or not. So, because sometimes a woman becomes pregnant right after she goes to the mikveh, and sometimes she doesn't become pregnant right away. It takes a little while until she becomes pregnant. So it's always Suffolk Ben Shiva, Suffolk Ben Shmona, and therefore you're going to be allowed to be metaltel the baby. And he says, and even if you know that it's a Ben Shmona, like a guy was only with his wife one time, so he knows exactly when the pregnancy began, and then he was parish from her, so he wasn't with her at all after that, and you know it was exactly 8 months. If you don't see any problem with the baby, you don't see any physical defects, you see that the baby looks basically healthy, so then you're allowed to be metaltel the baby, you're allowed to give him a mila. The Gemara says in the Maseches Yevamos that you leave the Tinok Ben Shiva Chadashim, that you assume that he's a Tinok Ben Shiva Chadashim, and it's just that he was Nishtab B'mei Imo. So it's an interesting twist that a baby could be born after 8 months. It was really a 7-month pregnancy. He just wasn't ready to come out yet. But in an 8-month pregnancy, it means it was supposed to be a 9-month pregnancy and it's a preemie. No, this was just a baby. You know, doctors say sometimes, he's enjoying it in there. So the Gemara has such a say, he's in no rush. So it was really a 7-month pregnancy, which is a perfectly healthy pregnancy, and the baby was just in no rush to work his way out. So that's what we assume. That has to be the assumption if a baby otherwise looks healthy, and therefore we assume that these halachos do not apply. Tosus raises the question, why are we matir the mother to nurse the child only because it's sakana? Forget about sakana, says Tosos. It's painful for a woman to have milk build up in her over time, and that's when the milk comes out, she's not really expressing the milk because she wants the milk. The baby's going to die anyway. She's expressing the milk because she wants to get it out of her. And if that's the case, l'chora, it's a melach shein shricha l'gufa. And a melach shein shricha l'gufa, you're allowed to do for a chol hashem ba sakana. If someone is in great great pain, melach shein shrich l'gufa becomes mutter. It's just like the case of mapis morsa in Shabbos, that it's one of the three examples where Chazal used the word pater, but it doesn't mean pater avalaser. It means pateru mutter. So why isn't it mutter over here anyway? So Tosfos leaves that as a kasha. The Ritva says that when the Gemara says mepnei sakana, it's lav dafka sakanas nefashos, because then why would you have to even bend over the baby? Even to pick up the baby would be mutter. It must mean that the tsar that the woman has, and b'makom tsar the chachamim were matir. So it has to be that it's all about tsar. It's not really a situation of sakana. Okay, so we had a machlokas tanaim about a baby that's nolad mahul. Do you need to be matif menu dam bris? So now the Gemara says, okay, how do we paskin? Itmar Rav Amar halacha ketanakama. We paskin like the Tanakama who learns shitas beis Hillel that you don't have to be matif dam bris when a baby is nolad mahul. Ushmol Amar lach Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And Shmuel says, no, we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Elazar that everyone holds you do have to do atavas dam bris, even beis Hillel holds you have to do atavas dam bris when a baby is nolad mahul. So now the Gemara brings a story relating to this. Rav Ada Barava is yelled by Yahu Yenuka. Rav Ada Barava had a kishumal, had a baby that was born with a bris mila already, and the baby was born on Shabbos. Hadrei Atleisam Malai. He brought the baby to 13 different moels. So here you have the expression moelai. I just mentioned yesterday that the Gemara always calls a moel an umna, an umman, a blood letter, but here it says a moel, a moelai. He brought him to 13 moels, and he didn't want, and none of them wanted to be mal the baby on Shabbos because they were all concerned for Chil Shabbos. Ad the Shavya Kroshuvcha, and then he said, okay, if none of them are going to do it, I'll do it. The only thing is, apparently he wasn't a very good moel, so he turned his baby into a Kroshuvcha by doing this mila. Bishogig, he cut the gid of the aver. The Yerushalmi then adds a more elaborate story over here, how the baby became a Kroshuvcha or Petsua Daka, and the father fasted that the baby should die because he's not Roy Lava Bakal, and then the baby did die. A terrible, terrible story. So Amar, Rav Ada Barava said about this, Tesili da Avriya da Rav, that I deserve what I got, this onus that the baby became a Kroshovcha, because I violated Rav, who says that the halach is that you don't have to be Matif Dam Bris, and here I was being so makbid about it after 13 Moalim said not to do it, and Rav said not to do it, so I deserve what I got. Why does he attribute it to being over al Divrei Rav and not to the fact that he wasn't an expert Moel and that he just didn't know what he was doing? Okay, Akasha. So I'm Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, "Vad Shmuel lo avar." What, did he not violate what Shmuel said? Eimar damer Shmuel b'chol b'Shabbos miyamar. So maybe Shmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that someone who's nolad moel, you do atavas dam bris. Yeah, but that's on a weekday. Does Shmuel say on Shabbos you're going to do atavas dam bris on the nolad moel? So forget about violating Rav. You violate everybody. It's against Rav and it's against Shmuel. So says Gemara, "Who savar vaday arla kavushahu?" So kavushahi. Now Rav Ada Barava assumed that the reason that a nolad moel needs hatavas dam bris is because we assume definitively that there's arla kavusha, and therefore he did this on Shabbos, and that's a machlokas amoraim. The itma rabba amar cheshinon shema arla kavushahi. Rav Yosef amar vaday arla kavushahi. Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef whether it's only chashash, maybe there's arla in there, and therefore you can't be mechal Shabbos on a maybe. And Rav Yosef says no, vaday it's an arla kavusha, and therefore you are mechal Shabbos. So I'm Rav Yosef mina aminilah. Rav Yosef says, how do I know my shita that we're going to say that it's vaday arla kavusha, that if a baby is born with the mila that you can assume definitively that it's arla kavusha? Titanya, Rav Blazer Kaparo, merlo nachlu besham besilal al shenolik shumol shatzar chatav menu dam bris. There is no machlokas besham besilal. If a baby is born with a bris mila, you must do atavas dam bris. Al manechluku, the whole machlokas is the chalav is a Shabbos. If the baby is born on Shabbos and he has a bris mila, do you do atavas dam bris the following Shabbos? Peshami or Michal and love is Shabbos. Peshami says vaday or lekvusha. So you're going to have to be here even Michal Shabbos to do that atavas dam bris. So Beisil Amrim ain't Michal and love is Shabbos. And Beisil says no, it's only a suffix with it's or lekvusha, and therefore you're not going to be matif menu dam bris. So Rav Yosef says lav Michal titanakama savar Michal and love is Shabbos. Can't we be medayik from the fact that Rav Lazar Kapar says that the machlokas, whether you're Mechal Shabbos on Tavis Dam Bris, that they have machlokas whether you're Mechal Shabbos on Tavis Dam Bris, that implies that the Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that there's no machlokas when someone is Nolad Kshu Maul, that they must hold that everyone Rambam says that according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you could be Mechal Shabbos. So I hold like the Tanakama, meaning based on Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, I could derive what the Shita of the Tanakama would have been based on the way Rabbi Elazar HaKapar formulates the Shita. So if Rabbi Elazar HaKapar formulates the Shita that it's a machlokas with the Mechal Shabbos, Tanakama must hold that everyone holds your Mechal Shabbos, and I'd like to hold like the Tanakama, that Lukuli Alma your Mechal Shabbos, for Atavis Dambris and Nolan Mahul. Says Gemara, no. How do you know that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that the Tanakama holds your, everyone says your Mechal Shabbos, Vidilma, Tanakama Devri Akol, Ein Mechal Din Kamar. All you know is that Rabbi Elazar HaKapar comes along and says, oh, the whole machlokas is whether you mechal Shabbos. And that means the Tanakama thinks there's no machlokas whether you mechal Shabbos. But it doesn't tell you which side the Tanakama thinks everybody lands on. It could be that the Tanakama holds everyone thinks you are mechal Shabbos, or it could be the Tanakama holds everybody thinks you're not mechal Shabbos. Either way, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar makes sense in that he's saying it's a machlokas whether you mechal Shabbos or not. So how do you know that the Tanakama says that Divrei HaKol Mechalin Alavas HaShabbos, and therefore you're willing to permit Chilul Shabbos, you're willing to permit Hatavas Damris, maybe the Tanakama holds Divrei HaKol Ein Mechalin HaShabbos. So says Mar, no, because even Cain, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, time to be Shammai Yasal HaShminan. Because then what would Rabbi Elazar HaKapar be contributing over here? If everyone were to hold Ein Mechalin Alavas HaShabbos, and then Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says, no, it's a machlokas, and Beis Shammai thinks you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Beis Hillel Shita doesn't change between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. And if Beis Hillel Shita doesn't change, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar has added nothing. Meaning if all he's added was to tell us that Beis Shammai doesn't say what you thought he says, that doesn't affect anything, la halacha, because as we know from Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Vav, that Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, is a Mishnah that we always paskin like the Shita of Beis Hillel, and therefore it's not even necessary to get into details about Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Shita is totally ignored in light of Beis Hillel. So it's not, meaning it's not like we never discuss Shitas Beis Shammai. We do often discuss Shitas Beis Shammai, but it's unusual to make a big deal out of Shitas Beis Shammai in a matter of halacha. Meaning very often when we discuss Shitas Beis Shammai, it's to be megala on Shitas Beis Hillel. It helps us understand better the Shita of Beis Hillel. Over here, it doesn't seem to be doing that. So says Gemara, no, it could be that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that everyone says Ein Mechal in Lov Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, Dilma Hachi Ka'amar, Lo Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'davar Zeh, he's not coming to argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he's coming to argue on the Tanakama that's mentioned in the very first brisa that we had in the Sugya, that said that there's a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when someone is Nolak Shumol about being Matav Dam Bris, that according to Beis Hillel, even on a weekday you don't have to do a Tavas Dam Bris, and Beis Shammai says, yes you do. So that's what Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is saying, that there's no Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about that everyone holds it on a weekday you're going to have to do Atavas Dam Bris. The only machlokas is whether on Shabbos you do Atavas Dam Bris. So according to that, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar is telling us something about Shitas Beis Hillel, that you need to do Atavas Dam Bris, he's not telling, whereas the very first price that we had in the sugya thought that Beis Hillel holds you never need to do Atavas Dam Bris, not even on a weekday. So he is telling me a chiddush within Shitas Beis Hillel and not only within Shitas Beis Shammai. Okay, period. Now says the Gemara, new halacha. Amar Rabbi Yasi, kol she'imo tumei leida nimel d'shmona. If the woman, the mother, has tumas leida, then the baby's bris is going to be on day 8. V'kol she'imo tumei leida. If the mother's not going to be tamei tumas leida, and the classic example of a mother not being tamei tumas leida is a yotzei dofen, the baby is a C-section. It's not born derech harechem, so we derive from a pasuk in Maseches Nida that the mother is not tmei leida in such a case. So then, einimo l'shmona, then the baby doesn't get a bris on day 8, shenemar, meaning that the baby could be gets a bris immediately. Day 1, right after the birth, he's going to get a bris, shenemar, because the pasuk says, isha kisazria v'yolda zachar v'tama. So you see that Mila Bishmini is completely talui on Tumas Leida. It's written in the context of the Parsha of Tumas Leida. So Abaye asks on Ravasi, Doros Harishonim Yochichu, wait a second, what about all the generations from Avram Avinu until the Torah was given? They always did Mila Bishmini, and they didn't have Tumas Leida. Sheinimo Tumea Leida, there was no Tumas Leida at that time because the Torah was not yet given. V'nimo L'shmona, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells tells Avram Avinu that he gives Yitzchak a bris on day 8, Samleis. Rav Asi said to Abaye, before Matan Torah there would be Mal B'Shmini, even without Tumah, but Nitna Torah V'Nischacha Halacha, then Erchinami, that they did it on day 8 because that was the Halacha prior to Matan Torah, but since Matan Torah, it now becomes Tali Zebezeh. That's what the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos and Maseches Chulin, that there are certain mitzvahs that applied before Matan Torah, but we don't observe those mitzvahs because Avram Avinu was nitztav in them, or because Yaakov Avinu was nitztav in them. We observe those mitzvahs because they were given at Har Sinai. Taryag mitzvahs were by Har Sinai, and that's why we observe the mitzvahs. He talks about the mitzvah of Gidon Asha, that the Yisra of Gidon Asha is already from the days of Yaakov Avinu, but it's not because of Yaakov Avinu that we don't need Gidon Asha. We don't need Gidon Asha because of Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He gave us these mitzvahs. So Nitna Torah v'nischacha halacha, that only a woman who's tamei tumas leida does the baby get Mila L'shmona. So I asked the Gemara, wait a second, Eini, is that true? V'itmar, but didn't we learn once that Yotzei Dofen u'mishi yesh lo shtei arelos, if a baby is a C-section or a baby has two foreskins, so there's machlokas Rafun Rav Chia Barav Chadom or Mechal in the Lovas Shabbos. One shita says that you do Chil Shabbos to do the Mila on Shabbos for Chadom or Ein Mechal, and the other one says you don't do the Mila on Shabbos. The reason not to do the Mila on Shabbos, the Meiri explains, if it has two Arlos, there's a suffix, which one is the real Arlo, which one is the Iker, so you don't want to cut the wrong one and then be Mechal Shabbos unnecessarily. So Asema says it could be that we're Memaich Shtei Arlos from the Pasuk Arlo So B'Loshon Yachid, not Arlo Sav or something. So it sounds like only Arlo Achas is Docha Shabbos and not Shtei Arlos are Docha Shabbos. But for whatever reason, we have this opinion that Chadomar Ein Mechalin. But Adkal no Pligia L'Chal of Shabbos. The whole Machlokas is only whether you Mechal Shabbos for a Yotzei Dofen. We're not focused on the Shtei Arlos right now. We're focused on the Yotzei Dofen, right? The case where the mother doesn't have Tumas Leida, the case of C-section. So we said, okay, so you have a machlokas whether you're going to do a bris of a C-section baby on Shabbos. Aval l'shmona v'adei ma'alinan lei. But everyone seems to agree that you do the bris mila on day 8 if it's not on Shabbos, even though the mother's not tamei tumas leida. So that's a kashan ravasi who says that he's not even nima l'shmona. So it says mar haba hatalia. No, the machlokas is not only if you give him a bris mila on Shabbos. They're also arguing if he's nima l'shmini, because those two issues are talui zebazeh. The halacha is that mila being docha Shabbos is derived from the pasuk of uba yom hashmini. So if you hold that you mechal Shabbos for the baby, it must be that you hold that the bris mila is supposed to be done on the eighth day. If you hold you're not mechal Shabbos for such a baby, then it means you hold the bris mila is not done on the eighth day, because then the kol shein eni mutmei leida, the bris is not done on the eighth day. And Rav Asi holds like that shita. So now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas tanaim about a mila of an Eved Kenani, and the basis of the machlokas is going to be whether about this issue. Is mila b'shmini tali on tumas leida? Do you do mila on day one when there is no tumas leida, or do you always do mila b'shmini? There is another possible case where you don't do mila b'shmini that's not mentioned in our Gemara, but is somewhat related. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Chagiga. The Gemara asks, Shalu as ben Zoma b'sula she'ibra, Ma'u l'kohen gadol, if a besula becomes pregnant, so then what's the halacha about a kohen gadol, about marrying a kohen gadol? Meaning, can that besula marry a kohen gadol if she's pregnant? So the Gemara discusses what the possibilities even are. How does a woman get pregnant when she's in our religion? That doesn't happen, we thought. What does that mean, that a besula becomes pregnant? So the Gemara discusses this possibility of bia bahataya, like Shmuel, or nisabra ba'ambatya, getting pregnant in a bath. Up, fine, that's the sugya over there in Chagiga. However, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa in that sugya. The Gemara didn't ask Ma'u l'koin gadol, Shalos ben Zoma besula shebra Mahu. And it didn't say the Kohen Gadol. It just asked, a Basula becomes pregnant, what's the din? And the question is, are we choshish for Shmuel or not choshish for Shmuel? Says Rabbeinu Chananel that what we're really asking is, if we're choshish for Shmuel, or that you could do Bia in a way that will not break the Basulim, or do we assume that she was in the Sabra Bambati, and the Shaila is not about, could she marry a Kohen Gadol? The Shaila is the Mila going to be Docha Shabbos? When she has the baby, is that baby's Bris Mila going to be Docha Shabbos? Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Chananel apparently understands that if it's Nisabru Ba'ambati, then the Mila is not going to be Docha Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Chananel writes, because anytime she's Nisaber Derech Nes, in a miraculous way, then the Mila is not going to be Docha Shabbos. If the pregnancy happened miraculously, the Mila is not going to be Docha Shabbos. This is a huge issue, Halacha L'maisa. Comes up all the time. Nisabra Ba'ambati is something that we still have nowadays. It just doesn't happen in a bathtub. It happens in a lab, right? We have IUI, we have IVF. There are ways, all sorts of fertility treatments that enable people, Baruch Hashem, we have this the ability now. People who never would have been able to have children years ago are now able to have, sometimes large families. I remember when we visited Shari Tzedek's fertility clinic, they were telling us that there were people with 8 children that were coming in to the fertility clinic to have number 9 and number 10. And people could have large families using these methods of becoming pregnant. So is that called Derech Neis? Is that what the Rabbeinu Chananel meant when he said Derech Neis? Or do you say, no, Nisabra Bambati is totally unnatural. That can never happen. But there are millions of kids walking around this planet where the pregnancy happened with IUI or IVF. And the Mo'el never thinks to ask that question. When the Mo'el, and there's a Bris Milah on Shabbos, most often the Mo'el will ask, was it a C-section or was it natural delivery? Because if it's C-section, he's not going to do it on Shabbos. But very rarely do you have a Mo'el who will ask that question. So Rav Avadia Yosef in Yabi Omer brings many, many Makoros that you can't call this Derech Neis, but Afal Pikein, there are Gedolei HaPoskim. There are Gedolei HaPoskim that hold that you cannot do a Bris Milah on Shabbos when it was IUI or IVF. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that way. Rav El Yashiv held that way, that if it's Al Yedei IUI or IVF, then it's what's considered Derech Neis, and the Milah is not going to be Docha Shabbos. Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter holds that way, La'alach L'maisa. And then there's the sheet of Rav Vazner and many others that Rav Vazner writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Tes, Simen Reish Tes, L'didi ein shum safei klal bazeh, u'pshita denidon kaleida l'chol dvareha, v'docha Shabbos v'yomtov. There's no safek at all. For sure it's a regular leida. It's docha Shabbos and yomtov. There's no doubt about it. And Rav Asher Weiss, Mariv Rabbi Rav Asher Weiss, also thinks that it's a davar pashut, that it would be docha Shabbos, and that would be a regular. It's not called Derech Nes at all. And he makes the point. He's the posik for Shari Tzedek, so he knows about this. He said, it's all the time. How can you call that Derech Nes? There is a middle shita, Rav Sturmbach and Chuvas van Hagos and Chelik Gimel Simen Reish Sadivav and Chelik Dalid Simen Reish Chav Beis of Chuvas van Hagos distinguishes between IUI and IVF, but not for now. But that's another issue of the Mila being Docha Shabbos. It's not obviously directly brought up in our Gemara. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Kitanoi, maybe this din of Ravasi is already machlokas tanoim, this connection between Tumas Leida and Mila Lishmini, because Yesh Yilid Bayis Shani Malechad, there's sometimes a Yilid Bayis, someone that's born into the house of a Shivcha, and he's the Bris Mila is going to be on day one, V'yesh Yilid Bayis Shani Malishmona, and sometimes when he's a Yilid Bayis, he's going to have a Mila on a day 8. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shani Malechad, sometimes there's an Eved that you bought, a Miknas Kesef, not just born into your house by being born to a Shivcha, that the Mila is going to be on day one, v'yesh miknas kesef shenima l'shmona, and sometimes by an eved that you buy, the mila is going to be on day 8. Yesh miknas kesef shenima l'echad, v'yesh miknas kesef shenima l'shmona. Ketzad, how does this work out? Lokach shivcha mu beres, v'achar kach yolda. You buy a pregnant shivcha, and then she gives birth. Zeu miknas kesef hanima l'shmona. That's a miknas kesef that the bris is going to be on day 8, because he was born in your home, so it's like Yisrael, and you get the mila on day 8. Lokach shivcha uvlada ima, but if you buy a shivcha and she has a newborn with her, zui miknas kesef shni malechad, then right away, as soon as you buy the baby, as soon as you buy the mommy and the baby, you do a bris mila, even though the baby is less than 8 days old, because the baby was not born into a Jewish household. The baby was born before you ever purchased the mother and the baby. V'yesh lid by a shani malishmona ketzad. Sometimes a baby is born in the Jewish household, and the bris mila is going to be on day 8. Lokach shivcha Yitzcha, Vinis Abra Etzlo V'yolda, Zeyilid Bayish Nimel Shmona. If you bought a Shivcha, she got pregnant after you already bought her, and then she gave birth, so that's Yilid Bayish, where the Bris Mila is going to be on day 8. Rabbi Chama Omer, Yolda V'achar Kachit Bila, that a Shivcha that gave birth, and then, only then, did she go to the Mikvah L'Shem Avdus, so at the time that the child was born, she didn't have Tumas Leida yet, because she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah, so she's not subject to Tumas Leida. That's going to be Yilid Bayis that only gets Mila on that gets Mila ready on day one, that you don't have Mila Lishmini. But Hitbila V'achar Kach Yolda, but if she already went to the mikvah L'Shem Avdus, and therefore she became Chayiv in mitzvos, like any other Isha, and then she gave birth. So it turns out that at the time that the child was born, she already had Tumas Leida. Then the Bris Mila is going to be on Shmona. So you see the link between Tumas Leida and Mila Lishmini. V'tanakama lo shani lei bein itbila v'achar kach yolda bein yolda v'achar kach itbila. And the Tanakama apparently doesn't make such a distinction. Te'avagav de'eini motamei leida nimel l'shmona. Apparently the Tanakama thinks that even if the mother's not tamei leida, even if the mother had not yet had a tvila l'shem shivchus, still it's the baby's going to be nimel l'shmona. So it turns out that Rav Asi, who holds that if eini motamei leida is not nimel l'shmona, is this machlokas tanaim? It's exactly this machlokas tanaim. Tosas raises the question. Tosas in Dibur Maskel Ketanai. How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Chama has told her this on the Tumas Leida? And like Rav Asi said, maybe his reason is that so long as she was not toveles, she's not a giores, and her child is therefore a goy, and a mila of a goy is not done bishmini. And the Tanakama says that since these psukim where we talk about the chiv of the adon to be mal is eved kenani are said before matan Torah, where they still didn't have a din of gerus at all, so there's no chisaron in the fact that he's in, that the eved was not yet miskayer, as long as he's a yilid bayis. So Tosfos raises that issue, that why is it so muchrach that it's all tali on tuma? It's tali on whether she was tovelis or not. Maybe that's about gius, not about tuma. But okay, that's but the Gemara seems to clearly be assuming it is about tuma. So now the Gemara elaborates on this price of Bishlam and the Rabbi Chama. I understand according to Rabbi Chama that milas eved is tali on the tuma of the mother. So mishkachas lo yilid bayish nimel echad and yilid bayish nimel l'shmona, miklas kesav nimel echad, miklas kesav nimel l'shmona. You have all four permutations. You have a yilid bayish that gets mila on day one, yilid bayish that gets mila on day eight. You have a miklas kesav mila on day one, miklas kesav that's mila on day eight. Yolda v'achar kachid bila. If she gave birth and then she went to the mikvah, zayilid bayish nimel echad, hitbila v'achar kach yolda, zayilid bayish nimel shmona. But if she went to the mikvah and then gave birth, then it's going to be bris mila on day eight, miknas kesef nimel shmona. And you have a case of a miknas kesef where you purchased her with money and the mila is going to be on day eight. Kigon shalakach shivchamu uberes v'hitbila v'achar kach yolda. You buy your pregnant shivcha. She went to the mikvah l'shem shivchus and then she gave birth, so she's tamei. So the child is like a Yisrael that is born into your Rishus. Miknas Kesev Nimalecha. There's a case where you could purchase an Eved and the bris is going to be on day one. Kigon Shalakach Ze Shivcha Vize Ubra. In a case where two people buy a pregnant Shivcha, one guy buys the Shivcha and the other one buys the fetus. So the guy who's buying the fetus has no Chelek in the mother. So that's not at all similar to a regular Leida to Yisrael El Tanakama. But according to the Tanakama, Bishlam Kulu Mishkachaslu, most of these halachos you have an example of, right? Other than a Yilid Bayis that's Nima Le'echad, you have all three other permutations. El Yilid Bayis Nima Le'echad Eichi Mishkachasla. Where do you find such a din, according to the Tanakama, of a Yilid Bayis that gets a Bris Mila on day one? After all, according to the Tanakama, any Eved that's born in your house has a din of a Yisrael, which would be Nima L'shmona. And Kal V'chomer Yilid Bayis that where he got the pregnancy even happened in your house. So Rabbi Yirmiyah belokeach shivcha l'ubra. Now the case is, let's say a person buys a shivcha al menas that after she gets pregnant, the fetus will belong to him, but she remains in the ownership of the previous owner. And then she gets pregnant and gives birth. So that's a case where he's not nima l'shmona because he's not like a regular Yisrael, because the owner, the new owner, the one who bought the ubar, has no chelek in the mother at all. So since he has no chelek in the mother at all, all. So that's where we're going to say that it's a yelid bias that's nimal le'echad. Says Gemara, okay, hanich leman yamar kinyan peros lav kikinyan aguf dami. We just stumbled upon a major shas topic. This works very well if you assume kinyan peros is lav kikinyan aguf, that if you only own the peros of something, that which something is going to produce, you do not own the actual original item. You're not considered to be a part owner of the original item. So then it's nimal le'echad, because you have no chelik in the mother whatsoever. You have no kinyan aguf. El man yamar kinyan peros kinyan aguf dami ma'ikal me'emar. But if you hold kinyan peros is kikinyan aguf, so then when you buy the rights to the fetus, you're actually buying some, you're buying a piece of the mother. So then why would the milam be on day echad? You have a chelik in the mother as well. Now the previous case where we said one guy bought the shivcha and the other one bought the ubar, so the Sfasemis points out we're not going to ask the same kasha, because over there the ubar was already in existence. So it's like buying peros of a certain field where you don't have a kinyan in the field. It's only over here where the ubar that you bought doesn't even yet exist. It's just that you have zechuyos in this shivcha to receive whatever ubar she produces next. That's all you have. So that's an issue of kinyan peros kinyan aguf, or kinyan peros lav kinyan aguf. That's how the Sfasemis explains why this only became an issue over here and not an issue when one guy buys the ubar and the other guy buys the shivcha. Over here you're buying for future products, for future peros that's going to be produced. So Amar Mishashi belokeach shivcha amenash shelo lahadbila. Now the case is, you bought the shivcha almanas to not bring her to the mikveh, and she gets pregnant and she gives birth. So in such a case, there's no connection whatsoever to mitzvahs. And therefore, even though you have a chelik in the mother, it's not at all doma to Yisrael, and therefore it's going to be nima liyom echad. The bris is going to be on day one. The bris is not going to be on day eight. Okay, there's we could have discussed a lot more in terms of at the beginning of the daf in terms of a mila of someone who's not a ben kayama, whether a mila of a treifa is a docha Shabbos, how we are magdir a treifa bizman hazeh in terms of being docha Shabbos. There's a fascinating tshuva from Rav Sturmbach about a mila of a Down syndrome baby and whether that's that's docha Shabbos. But okay, no time for that now. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Tanya over here toward the bottom of the page.
Shkoyach.